new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Welcome to an emergency edition of the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. I'm your host, Tiny Levitt, coming to you from an undisclosed location. I have Wi-Fi, I have no cell service, and I certainly don't have a microphone. And I have Brian Snow on the line. Brian, thanks for hopping on. An emergency. Imani Bates, top prospect perhaps in all of high school basketball, has committed to Michigan State. What are your immediate reactions?
Well, the first thing is a big get for Michigan State. Imani is the best prospect in high school basketball right now and might have even been last year as well. So this is a kid. He's an elite talent. He's 6'8", and he looks like he's still going to grow. He's got long arms. He's a good athlete. He's really skilled, and he loves the game. He's always playing hard. He works hard. His work ethic is legendary. What he day in, day out is really what has helped separate him from some of the other guys in the class. And to get him done, if you're Tom Izzo, and quite honestly, Tom Izzo was really the only coach recruiting him. So it wasn't like he had a lot of competition. But to get it done and to not have to worry about it at this early stage is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, did you have any idea that this was coming? I mean, it is June 29th in 2020. He is in the class of 2022. Like, this came out of nowhere for me.
Yeah, you know, pandemics change things, I guess. And that's where it is with Imani right now. And he's decided, you know, if he goes to college, that he knows where he wants to go. So quit wasting everybody's time. And I think he was also fairly upset that there was only one school recruiting him. And at that point, he was like, well, if there's only one school that's going to be recruiting me, screw these other guys. I'm going there.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you kind of hinted at it already. Imani Bates won Gatorade National Player of the Year last year over Cade Cunningham, who was the number one prospect going into college for this upcoming fall. Cade is widely expected to be, you know, a top five pick, if not the number one pick in the NBA draft next year. So one can assume by powers of deduction that if Imani Bates already was winning awards over Cade last year, that he might be NBA ready this year or next year, and certainly by the time the fall of 2022 comes around. So, you know, do you think he's actually going to go to Michigan State?
I would say probably it's 50-50. I mean, like, if you give him truth serum, and he's been pretty upfront and honest about it, you know, he won't get to play basketball. So I would say it's 50-50 that he ever ends up at Michigan State. But there's so much time. First of all, there's just a ton of options. He can move up to 2021 and reclassify and go to Michigan State in 2021. He could wait out 2022, see if the NBA CBA changes and they let kids get drafted out of high school. He could also see what goes on with this G League path and maybe get close to $1 million to go to that, because he's going to have the most name recognition and the biggest hype of anybody. So there are so many options available to him. Personally, my guess, I really don't at this point, actually. I think he would prefer to go right to the NBA, which is pretty logical because that's how you make the most money. But in terms of, is that realistic? I don't think so. Like, I don't think the NBA is going to change the rule. I really don't. I could be wrong. Adam Silver really changed, but there's a lot of people that he has to answer to that don't want the rule changed. So that, and then you add in like the fact that the CBA is going to be in a little bit of a hectic state because of this pandemic. I don't know if that's something that's going to be high on the to-do list when getting a new CBA done. So I tend to think it's ultimately going to come down to some professional option and Michigan State, but we'll have to see how that goes. But right now I'd say it's far from a lock he ever ends up at East Lansing. But Imani's a loyal kid, man. He really is. And right now that is his plan, and that he's headed to college.
Got it. So you know, one of the interesting things about Imani is that until now he had been playing basically on his local high school team. And one of the pieces of information that came out today is that he's going to be transferring to some sort of prep school where he's going to be playing a much more national schedule, playing against more prospects that are kind of on his level. How do you think that impacts his profile? I mean, his profile is as big as can be, but like in terms of his decision to stay in, committed to Michigan State or potentially to go to the G League or elsewhere?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the Michigan high school rules are bizarre, absurd, and just stupid. The Michigan high school rules make it basically impossible for Imani Bates to play anybody outside the state of Michigan in any kind of event. Sure, they could go to Ohio for a game and play like one team that has a really good player or something, but it's really, really difficult the way the archaic Michigan high school rules work. So this is a way of allowing him to play a national schedule while still staying at home. So they've created kind of a prep school. I don't know who's all going to be on the team. What does it do? At the end of the day, it doesn't really do much. It just allows him to play, travel more and play profile guys. I don't think the NBA or the G League's all that concerned with it. It's just kind of something Imani wanted to do because it allows him to be at home, be a normal kid, but also have the big time events and big time travel.
So assuming now from Michigan State's perspective that Imani is coming to school. You just wrote a piece for 247sports.com. Can Imani Bates lead Michigan State to a national championship? And so I'll pose your question to right back to you. You know, we don't know very much about what a 2022-2023 Michigan State roster is going to look like at this moment, but, you know, could Imani Bates lead a roster of, as of now, unknown people to a national championship?
I think so. I mean, he's that good. Obviously it's very hard. And then the way that a national championship is decided in college isn't necessarily the best way of picking the best team because so much can happen in a setting. But in terms of one and done guys, he's the one since Anthony Davis that is like, that dude could really do it. You know, Anthony Davis did it at Kentucky. Carmelo Anthony did it at Syracuse where they led their team. And I genuinely think Imani Bates is that good where he can do it. Now, anything, I think they could be the favorite, but I would still not bet my money on it because it's easier to take the field than one team. But Imani Bates absolutely does have that ability.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, whether or not any of the current freshmen or growing rising sophomores on Michigan State are still there, I think the question now for Tom Izzo becomes, can he capitalize on this monumental commitment and translate that into further recruiting success? I see on 247sports.com that they're involved with one of the top shooting guards in 2021, Max Christie, also a point guard, Jaden Akins, that's in 21. In 2022, they're in on some high-level guys. Do you think this is going to translate into some, you know, continued high-level recruiting for Michigan State?
That's what's so interesting. You know, Imani's got his own kind of AAU team, and it's not like other high-profile guys have been flocking to playing with him. I think sometimes that stuff can get like people make an A to B connection that just isn't there. Michigan State recruits well. They always have. They probably always will. I mean, that's just a reality. But I don't know that getting Imani Bates is necessarily going to translate into like five stars saying, hey, we want to play with Imani Bates. Quite honestly, they're not doing it now. You know, it's not like five stars from Ohio and Indiana and Wisconsin, states that border Michigan, are trying to play with Imani in the summer. In fact, guys have left the team. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, I think Michigan State's going to get good players. They always get good players, but I'm not sure how much of that's going to be tied to Imani specifically.
All right, so – you know, I think we've reached the end of my immediate questions. Obviously, news will continue to pour out as the day goes on. And in truth, we have a tremendous amount of time, by my count, over 2 years between now and when Imani Bates theoretically would step onto campus in Michigan State, at least according to the timeline we are working with right now. But at least for the purposes of this emergency podcast, Brian, you have anything else that people should be aware of?
No, I mean, just, you know, keep in mind, it's very early right now. You don't know what's going to happen, but it's great news for Michigan State. ways around it.
This is a good day for the green and white. Brian Snow is a recruiting analyst in college basketball writer for 247sports.com. Monty Bates might be the best basketball player to come out of high school since Kevin Durant. I'm Tony Levitt, and I'm just a guy. Thank you so much for tuning into this emergency edition of the 247 Sports College Basketball Show.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.